Yes, without a question. It's halfway through a good long period for us on the road, so it's good, a couple of good quality days of practice and a good challenge this weekend.
How did the boys come off that weekend mentally? I suppose you had sort of polar opposites there in terms of
philosophy. Yeah, look, it was a tough road trip to go all the way down into Cargill and back, and it's I think it was 15 hours trying to get back to Perth. So boys are rested up in good spirits. A win helps that. But, you know, we've got a great challenge this weekend against a really good opposition.
How did you get back? Was it Christchurch, then Melbourne? Or
Christchurch, Melbourne, then back here, yeah.
So have you tried to freshen them up at all this week, or are you just keeping them going through your same training regime?
Yeah, well, it was, it's just limited time we have to prepare. So we've only had a good couple of days. Wednesday was really light, so we had a really good day yesterday, which is the main day. And then today we'll lighten it up and jump on a plane tomorrow.
When you look at it, they play tonight, obviously. So you're in the freshest situation. You've got to travel. Have you found the double-header situations this year? We've seen a lot of teams struggling to come off them.
Ah, look, you get the guys are used to it. You know, it doesn't matter with the double-headers. You know, that was our second double-header, and we're travelling to the bottom of the earth, you know, and the boys play well. So it's more upstairs than anything. And they'll be ready. They've got four imports, Bogut, Newley, Kickett. They're quality, mate. They're super talented team, and they'll be ready.
Are they the most talented team in the comp?
Pretty close. When you get four imports and Bogut, you know, an NBL, NBA champion, nearly 10 years in Europe, and then you throw in the other guys are playing great roles for them, so they're certainly up there.
So when you're the coach and you look at it and you go, what do we have to do specifically to beat them? Do you focus on more on the team rather than individuals, or do you try to close down a few people specifically?
Oh, a bit of both. You know, we want to play to our strength. We always play to our strength and get our guys playing at the right level, and I thought we did that on Sunday. The intensity was high, and, you know, that's what we've got to do against to play against a team like this.
It was great the other day. Now he gets Bogut. What's the message that you give to him when he comes against him for the first time?
Yeah, no, it's going to be a really good test for him. He provided a lot of energy for us defensively. He's been great all year. But gave us that spark offensively, and really the team fed off that energy, you know, getting some alley-oops, offensive rebound, kick-outs, great screening. And that's what he's got to do on our team. If he does that, you know, we're going to be up there again.
Does that then put the pressure on Bogut to start worrying about him?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, without a question. You know, Bogut plays defense, doesn't come out of the paint, so be a good chance for us to really attack that.
He does just put feet down and stand still, doesn't he, and put say, come through me.
Yeah.
Is that the challenge to come through him?
Oh, yeah. We've got a number of different tactics to use for that, so some work, some don't, and whatever works on the night, we'll go with.
Has Damo pulled up okay? I know he sort of twisted his knee in that game, but came back on, and he's been a bit quiet training this week. Has he come through that all right?
Yeah, look, I asked him about that. He said he was just old age, so I'll quote what he said. But, look, we just lightened it up. It's a big workload for him for double-doubles, and our medical staff have done a great job of just tempering that and make sure he's getting quality on court. So he'll have a sharper day today, and hopefully he'll be okay.
Does he continue to amaze you in what he puts out there?
Without a question. You know, he's still playing in great form. You know, the age is non-existent. He's defending like he's defended before. He's inspirational the way he plays out there. So, yeah, no, he's still got a bit of kick in the old boy yet.
Bryce had that slip early in during the second half against New Zealand. It landed really awkwardly. He just didn't look free afterwards. Is he okay? Was he restricted during the rest of that game?
Yeah.
That weird fall?
No, I wasn't aware of that, but no, he's practiced fully this week, so he's okay. Yep.